Hi, welcome to my podcast. My name's Julie Kelly and I'm a spiritual health coach and meditation facilitator. Today I want to talk to you about worry and how as we age, things start to become more magnified, if you like. But before I do talk about this, please like, share and subscribe to my channel. And if you can, leave a comment about what you think about the podcast, because your comments help me to decide and to know what you, the listeners, want. So what happens when we start to age? Well, a lot of us don't want to be aging, do we? We look in the mirror, we see the odd wrinkle here, we go out and grab the Botox and things like that. But what other things happen? I certainly know what's happened to me in terms of worrying. You know, the slightest thing seems magnified. And I'm not quite sure whether as a woman that comes down to hormones, you know, the menopause. You could blame everything on menopause if you wanted to, couldn't you? But something definitely happens within us, as women and as men, I guess, when we hit a certain age. And it's really brought me back to my practice of mindfulness and being a Buddhist, because for a while I felt my spirituality kind of going out of the window, and it's been a real slog because I've worried about it, been really scared about it, because as a rule I'm a really spiritual person and my whole role in life is to try and help other people. That's just what I do. It's the kind of person I am. But recently, my spirituality, my meditation practice just has seemed a little bit off. And it's made me realise the need to put the effort in. Now, worry, it's a strange thing because as we get older, we start thinking about our own mortality, don't we? And it does sound a little bit morbid, but we've all had people around us who've died. You know, we've lost friends, we've attended funerals. And you can't help but think, they're all in my age range. But it doesn't have to be that way. I read somewhere that we're all standing in a queue. And we're all heading for the same thing, aren't we? We just don't know where we are in the queue. We can't step out of it and move to the back. We've just got to stay in the queue. And while we're in the queue, we've got to make the best of the time that we've got. And this is really what got me thinking about worry. Because we worry about things that might happen in the future. Usually because of past experiences. You know, if we're a carer, we might be caring for somebody who's been poorly and who's now feeling slightly better. But we worry, don't we? Well, what happens if this happens again? What do I do? How do I juggle that with work and family? What happens? And we don't know that that's going to be the case, do we? It's like we might have lost a job in the past and we get a new one and you think, oh my God, what happens if the same thing happens? I'll have to start all over again. We kind of preempt things. And one of the things it's made me realise more than ever now is that we only have the present moment. It's really true. Most of our worry comes from the past. And no matter how bad that past has been, how horrific it's been, we can never go back and change it. We can have counselling to revisit it and try to deal with the trauma of it. But all we are revisiting really is a memory. The memory of what happened, because no matter how horrific it was, once it happened, it was finished. And what we carry with us is the trauma, the memory of that thing, that event. And so what we do, we base our present moment with fear of things that happened then. And so that impacts our future, doesn't it? It impacts us moving forward. We don't want to move forward in case the same things happened that happened in the past. So in a way, we miss all the joy. Now, we can't preempt the future because the future may never happen. it may never happen. You know, a plane could crash into the house tonight. I hope it doesn't. The world could end and I hope it doesn't. But it could. We don't know what happens tomorrow. We don't know what happens in the next 5 minutes. And we certainly can't go back and change the past. So we have to live this present moment. So if you're a person who's worrying, like I do, it's just seemed to happen with age. If you're a person that finds yourself worrying about everything and everybody, just try and take a step back and look at the present moment. And if you can find somewhere to sit quietly for 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes, just experience your present moment. And as you breathe gently, just say to yourself quietly, right now in this moment, I'm here, I'm well, and I'm safe. That's all that matters. Right here and right now. It's always about bringing ourselves to the present moment. There's no need to worry, no need to stress, because we don't know what the next step is going to be. But if we can get to grips with enjoying and making this present moment the best that we can and the best that it can be, then we get rid of all that worry and all that stress. Well, that's my little podcast for today. It's just a few thoughts. I don't know whether you're a person that's affected by worry, someone who's found yourself as you get older finding everything magnified. But if you can, it's just a little experience from my heart to yours. It's something I need to practice. So good luck with that. And I'd love to hear your feedback, what you think. And if you've got any little tips or tricks that I might learn from. But for now, see you soon.